It's an incredible schus to be back here. As I've told some of the chevra many times over the years, I feel like always my car, when I land, comes straight to Shalavim. And I feel at home here in a very, very special way. Over all the years of such nachas from Talmidim, it's really, really special to be here. It was a little less than a month ago that we had the schus to be together here. The Parshas Bo. It was a week preparing for Parshas Bo. We were together at Parshas Bo, some of us, Baruch Hashem. And Parshas Bo had within it the first mitzvah in the Torah. HaChodesh Azalechem, Rosh Chodeshim. The mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And the Svarno explains the godless of that mitzvah being the first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael. Is to teach us the chashivas of zman, to teach us how important time is. That when one was an eved in Mitzrayim, one was a slave in Mitzrayim, one did not have the rights to their own time. Their time was ruled over by the Egyptians. And when we were finally freed, we had the freedom of time. And the question is, what do we do with that time? How do we sanctify the time? Are we machshav that time? Achodesh says Elochem Rosh Chodesh, and make your time very special. Elevate every moment of time. I'm seeing the chevra, feels like yesterday I was here. And we could feel in a very real way how time flies by so quickly. That was just about a month ago. Just about a month ago. And it feels like yesterday. And the question is, here we are, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, maybe some Shana Gimel. And time's moving. Time's moving. What are we doing with all this special time, of the most special times in our life? The ability to sit and learn Torah, and to grow, and to be a kasher to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to connect to Hashem, with no other responsibilities, with no other achrayas. I hope each and every one of us is grabbing on to this special time in our life. There's a very special schus to be here. Mamish, a little over a week before the Heilige Heilige Yontif. So I can think back in all the years, I've had the schus to be in Shalavim and give shiurim very often Erev Yom Kippur. And January, of course, and sometimes November time. In all the years, I think this is the first time this time in the year to be able to prepare for Purim together. It's going to be a big one then, I guess. Bezat Hashem. So everybody knows the connection between Purim and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. The Heilige Vilna Gaon teaches us that what's lacking in Yom Kippur, in the Simcha of Yom Kippur, is Mashlim, is completed by Purim. Purim is the Simcha of Yom Kippur. The Tanig, the pleasure of Yom Kippur. It's got to be huge. Something really incredible. Right, the Gra explains how there are 18 days of Yom Tov De'Oraisa in the calendar. 8 days of Sukkot with Shemini Atzeres, 7 days of Pesach is 15. We look at Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaRichta, one long day, Yom Kippur and Shavuos. 18, not Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, of De'Oraisa, 18 days. Of those 18, 8 of them are lacking Hallel. The last 6 days of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we don't say a full Hallel. Or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not at all. So those 8 days are Mashlim, are completed by the 8 days of Chanukah, where we say a full Hallel. The Yom Tov Derabbanan of Chanukah is Mashlim, the days of Hallel. Those are days Lahodos Lahallel. And Purim comes to be Mashlim, the one day of the 18 that's lacking Simcha. Every day Yom Tov, we're eating, we're rejoicing, Yom Kippur, we're davening all day long. There's no Suda, it's a Yom Tainis. So where's the Simcha of Purim? Where's the Simcha of Yom Kippur? The Vilna Gaon tells us Purim. Purim is the Simcha of Yom Kippur. Incredible. Incredible day. We're all very excited. I'm sure there's plenty of achana going on. But I want to talk about a different comparison. There's a Yalkut Shimoni in Mishle. The Yalkut Shimoni in Mishle explains, it's a Medrash Mishle as well, that of all the Yom Tovim, L'asud lavo bez Hashem izbarach shabi b'karov mamish. Mashiach's going to come b'meir b'meinu alavai bez Hashem. I won't have to get on a plane Wednesday night. We'll be here. Everybody will come greet us here. B'zman Mashiach's in Keinu. So what's going to be? All the Yom Tovim are going to be Mevatel. We're not going to celebrate Pesach. We're not going to celebrate Sukkot. We're not going to celebrate Shavuos. We're not going to have Yom Tovim. Except for two. Except for two Yom Tovim, we're still going to have Lasad Lavo. Which two Yom Tovim we're still going to have Lasad Lavo? Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur and Purim we're still going to have. What's pshat? Why Yom Kippur and Purim? Why do we need these Yom Tovim? Obviously, Mipashtus, Lasad Lavo, Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be such a yontiv, such amazing simcha that every other yontiv is just going to pale in comparison, going to fall by the wayside. We're no longer going to need to celebrate it. You see, the Tzrayim. Even the Shavuos of that Kabbalah Zatayra. We're going to be basking in the Or HaGonis. Always, not B'gneza. So we no longer need Yom Tovim. It's going to be Yom Shekula Shabbos. It's going to be always Yom Tov, always Shabbos. It's going to... So suddenly, but Yom Kippur and Purim we still have. Why? Why are we still going to have Yom Kippur and Purim? So we have to understand the nature of these 2 days. And what they really were. And what Purim really is for us and what it should be for us. Both Purim and Yom Kippur were days where we mamish celebrate a threat to the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was going to be destroyed and we were saved. Yom Kippur, after Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe us off the map and start clean, as we know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, he takes us out of Mitzrayim, he has 10 makos, he splits the sea for us, everything's mamish, gilo yishchina, and what do? We spit in his face. And we have the Chet HaEgel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need these people. I want to wipe them out, I wanted to get rid of them. Purim time again, we're spitting in Hashem's face. Achashverosh makes this big suda, celebrating destruction of Beis HaMikdash. All the big dekuhuna, the kalim from Beis HaMikdash are there, showing that according to his calculation, the 70 years were up, there's not going to be a geula, there's not going to be another Beis HaMikdash, and he celebrates, makes a big party, and we all go to the party. We all partake in the party. Mamash b'zayun today, b'shter. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Haman. It's not Haman who wants to destroy us. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's just a shliach, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one could destroy us if it wasn't with the Rishus of the Eibishter. And the Medrash says, Mamish is nechtam betit. It was Mamish sealed already that we're going to be destroyed. We don't deserve to be here. So both Yom Kippur and Purim, we're supposed to be completely destroyed. Wiped off the map. And we're saved. We're saved, Mamish. Tchiyas HaMesim, the Maral in Tveris Yisrael, Nun Gimel. The Maral says both Yom Kippur and Purim are Yom Tovim Tchiyas HaMesim. We were literally dead and we're saved. Mamish, literally dead and we're saved. Tchiyas HaMesim. And therefore the Maral explains, in a Zman Lasad Lavo, when it's a celebration of what? Of Tchiyas HaMesim, of Mashiach, Tchiyas HaMesim. So all the other Yom Tovim are going to pale in comparison, and they're going to all fall by the wayside, and we're going to be Mevatel, and we're not going to celebrate them, because a Tchiyas HaMesim, the Kiyantiv, is much bigger. But since Yom Kippur and Purim are both Yom Tovim of Tchiyas HaMesim, we're still going to celebrate those Yom Tovim in a Zman of Tchiyas HaMesim. So we have to understand what this Yantav Purim is. It's a Yantav Tchiyas HaMesim. The Yantav where without a Purim, we wouldn't be here. Without a Purim, we wouldn't be here. So Yom Kippur Vad, Yom Kippur we all, and you can remember back, we prepared starting on Rosh Chodesh Elul, we had the schus to be together at the Kaisel. Mamish, we had the schus to be together at the Kaisel, many of us in this room. Right at the beginning of Elul, which was all hachana for Yom Kippur. So we prepared 40 days for the Heilig Yantav Yom Kippur. And we went through an Elul, we heard shofar every single day, L'David Hashem Ariv Ishi. And we went through Rosh Hashanah davening. How beautiful is Rosh Hashanah davening here, Chevra. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Shlagin Kaparis, Slichos, and the culmination, finally, Yom HaKippurim, it was amazing. And we remember the dveikus we had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day and what it was. Why? Because such a special day. Well, we have to give our all and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us, for not destroying us. Yoyim shoslichu mechila kapara. But Purim is the same, Chevra. Purim is not just a day that I'm going to dress up in a costume and have a good time and have an excuse to get drunk. Purim is mamish, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. And if we need the 40 days to prepare for Yom HaKippurim, are we preparing for Purim? Understanding how much HaKar Satov we should be giving today, Bishter. Understanding what we owe the Rabbeinu Shalom on this day. But what it's amazing is we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly in the same way. Exactly in the same way. And there's one way to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu today, Bishter. There's one way to thank Hashem. Through learning and following His Heilige Torah. And therefore comes Yom Kippurim. And how do we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're back with you? We don't want to be destroyed and we want to be here. We finally are makabel the lucha shnios. The yom shel kabbal is a Torah. That's what the day is. Look at the Gemara and Tainis at them. Yom shenit la lucha shnios. We connect to Torah. That's how we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be with you. I connect to Torah. And what happens as well on Purim then? So if Purim's the other day when we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be together with you and I don't want to be separate from you ever. So what does Gemara and Shabbos Peches tell us? Kimu v'kibla yudim kimu mashe kiblu kvar. Nocha yoyim shakabal zatayra. It's all one and the same. Only those 2 days, because those are the 2 days that I'm saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be with you. I don't want to be separate from you. Ever. Ever, mamish. That's the Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is the Torah. Eitz Chayim Hi. Ki Heim Chayenu V'Chimenu. Are we living like this? Are we feeling like this? Do we... Yevad, we're in yeshiva. And I know we're going and we're sitting and learning first Seder, second Seder, third Seder. We have a chavrusas, we have a shiurim. Is there a chias? Is there a life? I can't be without it. No matter what, I can't be without it. Because I need that kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through it. Without Torah, there's no kesher shel kayam with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if not, I'm just as good as what could have been by Yom Kippur and what could have been by Purim. Are we putting in that? Do we have that chias? Do we have that feeling? First of all, the feeling that without it, I don't have anything. I'm dead. There was once a man, and he was complaining to his doctor. He had mamish no appetite at all. He didn't want to eat anything. So his doctor said, "You have to eat. Go for the next week, 3 times a day. You have to eat exactly this food, and then come back to me." For a week, he eats that food 3 times a day, and he comes back to the doctor. He says, okay, now the next week, 4 times a day. 4 times a day, exactly this food, and then come back to me. He comes back to me after the next week. He says, I did everything you said. But I still feel no appetite. I have no chukka. I have no desire for the food. And the doctor says, that's okay. But you know what you have now? You have your life. You have your health. It doesn't matter whether you enjoy it or you don't enjoy it. You have to do it. It's your chiyas. So too with Torah. Vada halavai, there should be a slav, it's an excitement. But kihem chayin of yirchimeinu, I'm nothing without Torah. I can't go a day without Torah. I can't go, not just a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. An Erev Shabbos, where maybe there aren't the same Siddurim and Shiurim. A Shabbos Kodesh. It's my life. I'm nothing without it. I have no kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom without it. Tell you a tremendous Torah. I remember some of the Chevra I might have shared this with before. This one originally from the Shvila Pinchas. I don't remember who he says it from. If the Chevra wants to do Achana for Purim, you should get the Shvila Pinchas and just go through piece after piece. You'll be living in Shemayim, trust me. You don't even have to take a drink, you'll be living in Shemayim. So Shvila Pinchas he brought down. I was preparing this on the plane. I didn't have my svarim with me, so you have to just trust me on this. It says, if you look in a Megillah, the very first letter in the Megillah is a Vav. That you all know, right? Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh, right? Is a Vav. The very last letter in the Megillah is what? Vav, right? Chol Zaro. He says also in this, you have to trust me. And I don't remember what the word was, but if you look it up, maybe the middle letter of the Megillah, the exact middle letter of the Megillah, is also a Vav. First, middle, and last letters of the Megillah is a Vav. What's Pshat? What's this trying to teach us? Now, we all know the Megillah. We all know Purim. The whole godless of Purim is to see that we have a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam when we see it and when we don't. When it's so clear and as well and when it's hidden. We're one with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. What are these three Vavs that surround the whole Megillah, which tell us what the essence of the Megillah is? So Vav, when spelled out B'miloy, when you really spell out the letter, when you say the letter, can be in three different ways. It could be Vav, right? B'miloy is when you say out a letter, right? So Aleph would be Aleph Lamed Pei, Beis would be Beis Yod Tov, Gimel Mem Lamed. There are three ways that Vav could be spelled out. Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, and Vav Yod Vav. Those are three ways to spell out Vav, if you're sounding it out. Vav is 12. Vav Aleph Vav is 13. Vav Yud Vav is 22. So you know what Torah is teaching us here? Zohar tells Yisrael, Kutshavrichi v'raisu chadhi. The Zohar teaches us that us, B'nai Yisrael, with a raisa, with the Torah, is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to be one with Hashem, it's through Torah. Yisrael, Kutshavrichi v'raisu chadhi. Us, Hashem, and the Torah is one. If I want to be Mizdabik Hashem, it's only through Torah. Vav is 12. 12 is B'nai Yisrael, the Shiftei Ka. 12 represents us. Vav Aleph Vav is 13. Vav Aleph Vav is 13 is Gematria Echad. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vav Yud Vav is 22, which are the letters that make up Torah, which represent the Torah. So the three Vavs of the Megillah surround all Megillah to tell us, yes, we learn through Megillah, we live through Purim, and Purim, trust me, no matter what way you guys get there, you're going to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to feel close and you can build a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it's all about. To show I'm with you and I don't want to be destroyed the way I could have been. But you want to keep that kesher Shekayama? Yisrael Kutshabricha V'raisa Chadi. It's only one way. It's only through Torah. There is no other way. So it's Vav, 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 Al, Vav, Vav, Yud, Vav. The three Vavs. Which is Shiftei Ka, Hashem Echad, and the 22 letters of the Torah. That's our avoided. Our avoided during these days to be made and to prepare for Purim through connecting to Torah, the Halakha Torah, Kimu Mashu Kiblu Kvar, a new Kabbalah of Torah, a bigger Kabbalah of Torah than we've ever had before. You know, I was talking to a Talmud of mine this past Shabbos Kodesh. Is that yesterday? What day are we today? Sunday. When you fly, I don't know. It's the first time I flew Matzah Shabbos in a long time. I don't even know what day it is. But. So yesterday, one of the Talmidim, an older a guy who had the schus to learn right here in this yeshiva for 2 years, a few years ago, real ben Torah, real mensch, very special Talmud. And now he's working, and he told me that he recently, that this week, this past week, he was sent on a business trip. I forget where he said, to San Diego maybe, somewhere out west, Las Vegas, I don't remember, somewhere to the west coast. And he was there, and he had to go to meetings, but he also had to do all his regular work that he would do. So he's like, mamish bombarded, you think. So he said the plane rides were great. He got to learn a little bit, at least on the plane ride going, plane ride coming home. He slept because he took the red eye and had to go straight to work in the morning. He said he learned well on the plane ride there. But he said he was there, and it was like crazy busy days. And he got back to the hotel room. Maybe it was 11 o'clock at night, 11:30, full day of work. And he's exhausted. But he's telling me how he remembered some of the ideas we've spoken about over the years. And Mr. Snefesh for Torah. And he said he realized he really didn't learn that day yet. So he got into bed into the hotel with his Gemara. And he thinks he only made it about 15 minutes. But it was so chashuv to him. And Imamish wanted to cry. Ki heim chayenu v'yarech yameinu. He might have only learned 15 minutes that day. But those 15 minutes are bigger sometimes than the 10 hours that some guys learn. Because that's Mr. Snefesh for Torah. That's Kim Chayin V'Yachimeinu. That's I'm grabbing onto it, and I love it, and I understand I'm nothing without it. And that only starts if you start being Moisir Nefesh now. You have to start right now being Moisir Nefesh. Bein Asdorim, early mornings, late nights. To show HaKadosh Baruch I'm one with this. Because if not, right now it's easy. Right now it's so conducive. Right now you have your day set up for it. You have your chavrusas, you have siddarim. What's going to be when you're working and you have a family and you have a wife and you have children? And what's going to be? It has to be Mesir Snefesh for Torah. And without Torah, no Kesher Shel Kayam with the Ribono Shel Olam. But I'll tell you as well, yes, it has to have a feeling, Kim Chayin Avichimeinu, it has to have a feeling that I have nothing without Torah. But Halavai, it should be with Islavis as well. It should be with passion as well. There's a beautiful Sfas Emes. I'm sure some of you have seen the Sfas Emes if you've been doing Hachana for Purim. Many bring it down. Probably the most famous pasuk in the entire Megillah is La'ihud Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasam V'Kar. That pasuk we sing. That pasuk we say every Matzei Shabbos by Abdallah. Not the Svardim, right? You guys say it or no? You also say it? Okay. We all say it. Good. Baruch Hashem. If you learn through the Gemara Megillah, you see, doesn't just mean the Jews had simcha, that joy, that aura, that light, but simcha zu yantiv. Ayra zu toira, simcha zu yantiv, sasun zu mila, yakar zu tefillin. In fact, we learn in Halach, if you go through the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, that by the way, before your Purim Suda, you should sit and learn Torah. Because it says, Ayra v'simcha. Ayra is your Torah, simcha is Suda. It's simcha siyantiv. So before the Suda, you have to learn Torah. By my Purim Suda, the beginning is Shir. Then Purim Suda starts. Okay, it goes. It goes long enough, it's fine. And this is the Suda goes longer than the Shir. I have to, okay. But we learn first. And obviously we're learning throughout the whole Suda. It's all one big Torah. But, Le'edim ha'isa Ayra v'simcha sasam v'kar. So again, Ayra zu Torah, Simcha zu Suda, Sasan zu Mila, Yakar zu Tfilin. So why does it say, which means the Yidin, we're connecting to these mitzvos by the end of Purim. So why not say it explicitly? Why does the pasuk have to be merames? Why not say, Lehudim Haisa, Torah, Suda, Yantiv, Mila, Tfilin? Why like hint to us and make us have to learn a Gemara to understand what's going on here? Halas Vasama says, we don't find anywhere by Purim that the Yidden were not keeping Torah mitzvahs. The whole time they were learning Torah. The whole time they were doing Bris Milah. The whole time they were putting on tefillin. The whole time they had Yontif. It's not like by Chanukah where there was religious persecution. We don't find that they ever stopped. Letter of the law they were keeping. In fact, it's brought down in the Medrash that when they went to the Suda Zachashverosh, they had kosher food there. Letter of the law they had. But you know what was lacking in their mitzvahs? You know what was lacking in their avodas Hashem? The oira, the simcha, the saslan, the kar. The slavos, the passion, the love, the excitement, the light. It was rote, it was mechanical. Therefore they could even go to such a suda. Celebrate instruction based on migdash. I ate kosher there. Letter of the law. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, yes, Vadi, wants us to connect to Torah in the deepest of ways and have this Kesher Shel Kayama with Torah. But Halavai has to be Bislavas, with a passion, with excitement. We have to love it. We have to understand it's not just our Chiyas. It's our Tanug as well. Came to me a Maton, if you take Gematra Hislavas, Hislavas is 848. Gematra B'cha Kol Geulas Purim. In it is all the Geula of Purim. Becha kol geulas Purim, hislavas. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our slavas. He wants our passion. You have the schus to be sitting and learning all day in Eretz Yisrael. How could it not be with a passion, with an excitement? I'll tell you, Lahavdil, this past week, I had a Talmud, and the Talmud reached out to me, he was texting me first, a Talmud in Eretz Yisrael, and he said, Rebbe, it's very important, we speak, can we please speak today? Okay, of course, sure. And I spoke to him on the phone. I don't want to give over the ma'isa, it's not so important, the details. But he's telling me he slipped in a particular area. He slipped in something in a way that he didn't in a very long time. Okay, so giving chizik, we started talking. And the mamish on the phone, he breaks down. His mamish crying to me. Tears, mamish streaming down his cheeks, like real tears. He couldn't get words out of his mouth. Like mamish bawling about this ma'isa. And I was giving him all this chizik again. It was one time, it was something, it wasn't. And he couldn't handle it. He was mamish destroyed. He was just crying. And then I gave him some more chizik. We spoke for a little, got him to a calm place, I hope. And he'll move on. He'll be amazing. But afterwards, I was thinking about it. Mitamida yosu mikulam. I had such chizik from him. Because we all mess up at times in all different ways. We all have siddurim that we don't learn well in. We all wake up late sometimes. We all daven without the proper kavanah at times. And we're nichshal at times and other worse things we don't even have to talk about today. But here was a young man, your age, Shana Aleph in Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. And it destroyed him. He had a slavus. He had an emotional connection that he realized how bad it was, how terrible it was. It's amazing. That's beautiful. That's what Eibishter wants from us. And now we just have to nepach and take that same eslavas into our learning, into our davening, into our avalitas Hashem. And celebrate a Purim. And celebrate a Heilig Yont of Purim. Which could be for all year long. Because that's what it has to be. It has to be that we go into this Purim, we prepare for this Purim, to build this Kesher Shakiyama with the Torah, Bislavas, but then it's not just for Purim, it's for post-Purim as well. We take it with us. You know, imagine sometimes you could go to a chasana, and you go to the chasana, and you're looking around. If you don't know, let's say you're coming from the girl side, and you look around, and you're trying to understand who the chasana is, but you don't know who the chasana is. You know why you don't know? Everybody looks nice. Everybody's wearing a suit. It's not some fancy black tie affair. I'm talking maybe a little more yeshivish. Everyone's just in a regular black suit with a hat. Everybody looks the same. The chassan, his brothers, his siblings, everybody there, they all look the same. Everybody looks nice, everyone looks wonderful, everyone looks dressed up, everyone's besimcha. How are you going to find the chassan? It's hard to find the chassan. But the next day, in the middle of the day, if you looked around, all those other people, they're back to our regular clothing. The chassan's sheva brachos, he's the one that's still dressed up. He's the one that's still in a nice suit. He's the one that's still in his hat. He's the one that's still keeping that with him. So it's going to come Purim, and everybody here is going to be Leibedik Purim. Everyone here is going to mamish feel close to the Rabbeinu Shalom Purim. Whatever way you get there, we're all going to get there. But what about Tezvav? Okay, Tezvav, Shushan Purim, it's still Purim here, where it's Sraldik, right? What about Tezayin, and Yud Zayin Adar, and Chai Adar, and Yud Tes Adar, and yet it's coming to the end of the Zman. Sometimes that's the hardest times. Who's going to still be that same fire that you're building now? Who's going to still be walking away with all that we've gained? Purim is Gematria 336. There are 354 days in the lunar calendar. As we mentioned before, there are 18 days of Yom Tov. 354 minus 18, 336. Purim is 336 to tell us, Yom Tov is already a Heilig Day of close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Purim is a day where we learn how to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the other 336 days of the year. With this Kesher Shel Kayama that we build with Hashem, realizing how Hashem is there for us always. And we show we're there for Him in our learning, in our davening. And just something I learned from a Talmud who heard it from Yer Mashgiach, Rav Waxman, Shlita, years ago. I think he still comes and gives Chabura. Eli Wagner comes and gives Chabura sometimes. So Eli told me this many, many years ago. After his first Purim in Shalavim. And Rav Waxman, he asked, maybe it was Purim, maybe it was one of the Pachad Yitzchak Shirim preparing for Purim, I don't know, but he asked, I don't understand, Shushan Purim is the Iker Purim. Shushan Purim is the Iker Purim, so Shushan Purim should come first. Shushan Purim is where everything happens, Shushan Purim should come first. Why Shushan Purim come after? So he said, what do you mean? Tezvam comes after Yudal. No, it's obviously the question for the answer. Listen to what he says. He says, we know when you have a Yom Tov Daraisa, you have the first days of Yantav, you have the last days of Yantav, and you have Chol Hamoed. So every Yantav Darbanan should be patterned after a Daraisa. So too maybe Purim. Really, Shushan Purim comes first. It's a chashuv Shushan Purim. All year long is Chol HaMoed Purim, and your Dalet is the last day Yontif. So therefore Shushan Purim comes first, which tells us all year long it has to be Purim Dik. All year, it doesn't mean we're drinking all year long. What it means that all year long, I'm one with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in such a way. It means all year long, I'm mamish learning Torah in such a way of kima mashi kibul kvar. It means all year long, like Yehuda ma'isa oyer of simchas asam vikar. I'm passionate about my Yiddishkeit, and Emir Hashem then will be zoicha to build this kesher shakayama with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We'll have our three vavs. Which Yisrael Kutchabricha Raisachadi, by the way, three vavs, if you take vav by itself without the milay, vav plus vav is 18 with his chai. That's how we have Keim Chayin of Echimenu, through the learning of Torah, which connects us to Hashem. And then hopefully we'll be Zoicha, not just like Purim. We know we don't say Halal and Purim, one of the reasons, because Akati Avdei Achashver Shanan, because it wasn't a full Geula. But if we're Zoicha to understand what we're talking about tonight, the Yisoidus of Purim, and connect the Kaddish Baruch Hu in such a way, it will be Zoicha to Gula Shleima, B'mheir V'yameinu, V'shich Zekeinu, and not just Tchias HaMesim Purim, Tchias HaMesim Yom Kippur, but all the ultimate Tchias HaMesim of Simcha and of Bracha for all of us and all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.